This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to focus on the health of our nation, the health of our world. It's the talk radio world that we focus on in this hour. It's called the DJV Review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. It's the time during the week that the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, a new member of the gang here, looks at the charts for the week. It's a talk radio review of the big night, the big items. Sort of, I was going to say the nightmares, because that's kind of what this list is, a nightmare. The week of January 11th to the 15th is in focus, and we have top 10 stories to go through, the top 10 people list. In fact, they're usually complimentary. It's really kind of, when you look at this list, and has been this way for the last 4 or 5 months, the top 3-4 items are usually the ones that are way over in terms of time taken to review, way over the top, and the others are kind of just ancillary to this, just there. For example, excuse me, at number 10 this week is a focus on what has been a big story in the Midwest, certainly, and I said something about it earlier on, the Flint water situation. We were talking about water, Victoria and Jennifer were, as it applies to making bagels on the DJV program. But I do think that it's kind of worth a moment. It's worth more time than we've given it, because it is such an example of complete corruption and complete malfeasance in government. This is a textbook case. Anybody teaching a government course how to and how not to, the way this situation was handled, the arrogance, the ignorance, the sheer...
They were also just cheap. A friend of the family owns a plumbing company, and when this Flint water crisis happened, his company was one of the contractors who went out to Flint, Michigan, from New York to bid on fixing the problem. And he said that the pipes were so old, and they had the option a long time ago to, I don't know anything about pipes, but there was a certain
lead.
Type of
you don't
pipe
want lead.
That, right, I know that. You don't want lead in the water. Right. So there was a certain type of, there was another option that they had when they were redoing the systems. Years ago, they chose to take the cheap route, and then that's where they are now. And he said that when his company went and inspected the lead pipes, he said he had never seen, and he's been in the sewers of New York City, and he said he's never seen something so horrific. And they just chose to be really cheap about it. And then, you know, when you make cheap decisions, you pay for what you get, you know.
What he's talking about is galvanized pipe. Anybody who had that in their homes. I remember growing up, my father decided that we weren't getting enough water pressure, so he had somebody come in and look at the pipes, took the pipes apart, and they were loaded with rust. So every time you really turned the water on, you were drinking rust.
Right, right.
That's what I grew up
delicious.
On. That's why I'm so healthy.
Great, it's the best bagels.
Right. All right, number 9 on the list is our religion. See, I think this belongs a little further up, frankly. I don't put the list together. Michael Harrison and his crew do. But my focus is on China, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran. The Chinese are at the bottom of pretty much every problem that we have domestically and internationally, not only us, but around the world. They're at the foot of it. And if they aren't, the Russians are. The Iranians are along for the ride. But there was a discussion that hasn't had too much attention this week about the Iranians, because we're so just wrapped up in trying to discredit Trump, and all the air that takes out of the room. Meanwhile, the Iranians may have plotted to blow up the city of Washington, right? Isn't that sort of what's floating around?
Well, that was a threat. They said it wasn't credible, but they hacked into air traffic control.
Who said it wasn't credible?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So someone hacked into air traffic control in New York on the Monday before the Wednesday Capitol attack, and they communicated a warning saying that the death of General Soleimani would be avenged, and they would fly a plane into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. And so this is... even though our intelligence sources said it's not credible, number one, it's scary as heck that they can hack into our air traffic control system, yep. because that, to me, could even be more dangerous than flying a literal plane into the United States Capitol, number one. Number two, in terms of what the loss of life could be if that were indeed something that they could do and do successfully. Number two, even if it wasn't a credible attempt, you would, and maybe, I don't know, maybe Rich or Kimmy, both of them are from Washington, D.C., and they're running things behind the scenes today. But when security light, when something like that, even when it's not credible, happens, you would think that security would be on point for whatever was going on, not to mention some of the rumblings that the FBI heard in advance of the Capitol. So it's a head scratcher as to why it looked like a lot of people just sort of moseyed into the Capitol that day.
Rich, are you close to a microphone? If you are, let's talk about this for a second. The reality of what it feels like to be the originating network for these programs that I do are at Radio America are located in. Excuse me, in Washington
D.C.
Right, I'm choking on that. So, what does it feel like to be there this week?
You know what? Since we are in the suburbs, like right now here in the studio, we're 4 miles away from Washington D.C. And you kind of separate yourself from the craziness that goes on down there. We used to joke when our studios were 2 blocks from the White House after 9/11. And then we moved out here 4 miles away out in Arlington. I can see the White House from the roof of this building. But there's like this buffer. So it's really not that bad. Nobody is going downtown anymore because of COVID, because of all the craziness this past. It's a ghost town. I remember the freakiest experience I've ever had in my life is walking through D.C. and around the White House or as close as you could get on 9/11. It was empty.
I guess my question is, what does the security level feel like, though? Because wouldn't you think, knowing what was known about what could have happened on Wednesday, that security would have been a whole lot different? I mean, that's what I think smells really weird about some of the decisions. Capitol Police turned down help from Washington, D.C. It turned down help from the National Guard. And then there was a suicide over the weekend. Now, that could be survivor's guilt. We don't know what was going through that man's head who actually killed himself, like, last Saturday. But there just seems to be, I don't know, it just... It's sort of to me like the Las Vegas shooting where it just never felt right, the story that we were being given. I still feel like it doesn't feel right. That's just my own opinion, my own feeling. I have nothing to base that on, just my inner thoughts.
Well, there's a situation brewing here that's not good, whether it's this next week for the inauguration or going forward. There needs to be a break in this logjam. And one of the things is to not pay much attention. You know, the news media wants to still put some kind of a target on Trump's back. He's not going to be the president anymore. Move on. Let's get away from that and focus on other things that will be much more productive when it comes to moving our country forward. In a manner of speaking, the next item for consideration is the mental health of our country, which I think does need a lot of scrutiny for lots of different reasons. We'll get to that right after these words on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, moving back into our fold here, going over the charts from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Jay, you can jump in anytime. Matter of fact, some of the Jay's, Jay Kirshner is in charge now of our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. How much in general in the world of social media, never mind just ours, are these things coming into the fold? Is there a lot of discussion about some of these things, or is it all about what's going on with the inauguration, or is it all about Trump? Do you find a swing and a sway here?
I mean, definitely a lot of the conversation is weighing more towards political with COVID following up next, but all of the conversations are happening for sure. What's going on with the economy, what's going on in entertainment and pop culture, like Dustin Diamond, he has stage 4 cancer.
What did he star in? I saw something. Well, who was
Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, who was a former head football coach for the Ohio State University, is now the head football coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was just named, and somebody went into Wikipedia and updated his like about section to include kind of like foreseeing the future that he's going to draft Trevor Lawrence. The Jags are going to go on 16-0 and win Super Bowl 56, which is a Super Bowl that will be happening next year against the Washington football team. I mean, it's since been updated and all that information has been removed, but social media has been having a field day with that.
A lot of people want some distractions, and that's good for mental health, which happens to be number 8 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Our own, the mental health of the nation individually. And I think part of that focus has come about, I don't know whether you want to thank Trump for it, but his mental state is something in question. At least it has been for me pretty much for the entire time he's been as the president. We're all the people who are ripping him apart and trying to villainize him and make him out to be something, some kind of a monster. I just have always said and thought and thinking even more today that he has very disturbed mental problems and that nobody wants to seem, including him, seem to want to deal with them. what it does is...
I don't think that's true. I think he's a narcissist.
Well, I know you don't.
I think that's as far as
he is a narcissist.
Goes, but,
I think he's a bipolar. Polar,
he's been attacked for 4 years, ongoing, and I don't think.
But he brings it on some of it
well
himself, Jennifer.
No, I mean some of it maybe he steps on his own headlines, but he never got the peaceful transition of power that people were asking for.
He steps on things besides.
Spied on all kinds of stuff, called crazy, all sorts of names.
He's created an aura around him that carried him from his personal life and into the public sector. You know, we all enjoyed watching him fire people. When he was the star of that show.
The funny thing is, he never liked doing that. And from what I hear, he still doesn't like doing that.
What, firing people?
There are a lot of misreading, I know, of what he has had around him. But he's had a lot of people who have turned on him, who have sold their stories, who have spied on him.
But why does that happen? If you hire, I know, I've run my own business forever.
Why does that happen? Because he wasn't supposed to win. Why does that happen? Because he's an outsider and because he's disrupted the swamp. If he's done anything, he's ruined the plan of the Mitch McConnells and the Chuck Schumers of the world, who were perfectly happy before Trump came along, playing the whole country.
Yeah, well, there may be something to that. Number 7 this week, focusing on the Constitution, our history and how it plays into the inauguration. We get nostalgic about the past. We get close to inaugurations, I think, each time every 4 years. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
After the hour here on the DJV review of the hot hits and news talk radio from this week, ancillary to the talk radio countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison, that also appears on all of these stations pretty much either through the end of the week or over the weekend. And so we are working on the list. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, though, because I want to get Jennifer's input on the inauguration, the lockdown we were just talking about, who's been arrested, who's worried about what. There are right-wingers who are crazy. There are left-wingers who are crazy. And they're creating this mayhem that, you know, one wonders how anybody really thinks this is good for us. Or is it just that we're so, you have said, Trump was a narcissist. Everybody's thinking about themselves. This is what
and
I would
say it's not just Trump. Anybody who runs for presidency is pretty much because they think they can solve the problems of the free world. But there's a survey that came out this week, I think, and it was reported in Axios, and I'm going to say close to, if not maybe a little more than 70% of Americans, not on political party, but Americans think that the world, that the country is in a downward spiral, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I think when we talk about the mental illness, the impact of a COVID-19 shutdown, when we talk about the hatred that's happening in political parties and political divisions across the country, people are feeling it, and I think they're feeling like the country is just not going in the right direction. I think as Americans, we have always been blessed to have a bit of optimism about things getting better and about improving our situations, and I feel like that optimism is dying, and it's dying really quickly. Yeah. And I don't think it's being helped along by all of this division in the news media and on social media. It just, I can't tell you how many, I mean, every day I'm getting so many more attacks on social media than I ever have in my whole life. And why? You know, I'm just saying my opinion. They're saying theirs.
Right.
Right. I mean, why? I don't go after an attack.
The cancel culture, it's called, among other things. So the impeachment of the president second time around, we're going to use this kind of like a kickstand to a bicycle. Now everybody, there's already some in the Republican Party are going to try to impeach Biden before he even gets into office. I mean, this is lunacy. And it is creating, as you just suggested, to the downfall of the country, which is exactly what the Chinese want.
Right. We're and playing now you have right snap, into their hands. Snap impeachments have been normalized. And now you have Republicans making a dumb move. This one woman going to try to file articles of impeachment on Biden the first day just to make
for
a
what?
Point.
He's not even there yet.
Right.
Because
that's the same. That's the same argument that Republicans made. Why are you trying to impeach Trump? There's no real constitutional reason to do this. And so now we've normalized the snap impeachment. And so now when we don't like somebody, we're going to just impeach him. And what used to be the most powerful tool to be used in the Constitution to take out people is now just, it's been, there's a B word, you know what I'm talking about, but it's been advised because there's no, you know, there's just no... There's no sense. There's no set of...
Is the word bastardized? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. No, I just... I don't know. I just didn't want to be rude to all the...
Are you kidding?
...out there.
Have you listened to some of the other talk radio programs on the air around the country? That's hardly rude. I used to be upset when people would say, I'm pissed off. And I didn't think that should ever be on the air, but it's everywhere. People say, you could never say that. When I was a younger person in talk radio in the 70s and 80s, you could say stuff like that. I don't like it, actually. But
I started in satellite where I could say anything, so I have to really make sure I don't say things.
Right.
Because terrestrial is very different rules.
All right, so number six on the countdown this week, story of race relations. I saw something I really want to spend some more time. There's a pastor in Houston, Texas, who got he got arrested for bilking millions and millions of dollars out of his church. And people who are black are saying, oh, you only went after him because he's black. Why don't you go after Joel Osteen, who probably is guilty of the same things? He's probably right.
All those preacher people.
Oh, yeah.
Just, hey, come on. It's ridiculous.
Incredible story of how they rip off millions and millions
until
from their
you
supporters.
Have a case against Joel.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
As the impeachment proceedings move ahead in Congress, will this be something that hurts or helps the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose, is to have President Trump be the only person to impeach twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, Americans suffering from the coronavirus pandemic and entrepreneurs who are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment is a way to remove government officials from office. The Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or UFC, will no longer punish fighters for using marijuana in most cases, making a major change to its anti-doping policy. The world's largest mixed martial arts promotion confirmed Thursday it will no longer worry about positive tests for THC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have a constituency that wants us to continually look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thus, at the end of the week, the DJVers Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug are here at your service to go through the official list that comes from Talkers Magazine. The economy is number 5. How do you feel, Victoria, about your economic reality? Are you better off today? That was the old question Reagan asked when people answered no when he was running against Jimmy Carter. Are we better off today than we were last year at this time? That's
God,
almost
no.
laughable.
Jeez, I know, right?
Yeah.
To think of the suffering and how just and how many of my friends have been through so much just struggle in the last, you know, 8-10 months. It's
and
horrible.
Do they realize when there's a government program, as we have had and we are going to continue to have to sort of help us through all of this, that the money at the end of the day comes from someplace where it's, nobody really seems to know where it's coming from. There have been those who've just said, oh, well, they're printing money in Washington. Well, but they should
care
where
it comes
from.
But when you're thinking about, like, can I pay rent? Can I buy food? Can I, you know,
what would happen if
can I get my business back?
If most countries don't have the kind of benevolent government that we do.
Oh, actually, that's not true during the pandemic. Have you read what European countries have done for businesses? They've actually paid. They've essentially completely supported businesses, and they've paid people to stay home and not work. And because, you know, when with the pandemic, they didn't want people going out. So in Europe, it's they've been subsidized.
Where does
and
the money
Italy,
come from, though? Where does it come from?
I don't know. Whatever their, I have no idea. Wherever their government spending is, I don't know. I just know that the other countries have treated their citizens a lot better than we've been arguing over $600, one check for $600,
yeah.
And other countries in Europe have actually helped people survive and pay rent and keep their houses and their mortgages. And it's, I think we're a disaster. It's despicable.
Well, I think there's a lot more. I think it's a lot deeper than that. And it's there's a social aspect to it, the economic aspect to it. There's a toll that's being taken, and you have to wonder, you know, when it boils right down to the bottom line, I think that one of the real serious problems that nobody's dealing with on this is surface, subsurface, as deep as you can go, there are too many people on the planet, too many people in America, too many people in any area of the world, and they can't be managed. And that's one of the real problems. Helping out all these people that come, some people that have no skills, they have no job, they have no way of making a living, the mental health problems that exist, the physical problems. We're just creating problems on top of problems on top of problems that we keep kicking the can of whatever the problem is down the road instead of dealing with it as we ought to. In your own personal life, you can't create a situation economically that we've created in our country. You can't. And so what the toll, and the Chinese know this, when they released that virus in Wuhan, they knew what the implications were going to be, and they know now, they can see it. We're crumbling at the feet of our own sort of destruction. We're destroying ourselves by all of this infighting. I think it was Karl Marx who said that we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. But that doesn't mean we're going to get a little help inside from the Russians and the Chinese and whoever else wants to eat away at our core. So it's really, I don't know, I find it very distressing looking at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four on the countdown this week, I think you could argue that this might be a little more important than number four, but I'll leave it there because that's where the talkers list. You can find this list, by the way, every week, posted at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, in talkers.com, the stories and the people. So let's talk about COVID and the implications. You were talking about what's going on overseas. I thought it was interesting, Victoria. The people who have been infected by COVID may have immunity to the virus for 5 months, according to what the British have found out anyway.
Yeah.
It's
a moving number. We've seen so many different studies. You know, there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago. I believe it was originated here in the U.S., and they said that you might get 8 months of immunity. This new study from the U.K. says it's 5 months. I think it just, you know, it depends. But the problem, though, is that people who had the virus early on, February, March, April, May, their immunity is pretty much up if you go by these studies. And a lot of those people are refusing to get the vaccine because they think that they're still immune. So that's kind of the problem. And you can get reinfected. That's no one has disputed that yet. So I think it's, you know, it It's a mess. We've had so many different things being thrown at us, it's hard to know what to believe.
So what do we believe? Where do we go with our beliefs? Everything's being shaken to the core, as I suggested a few minutes ago. COVID has done a number on us, and nobody really can explain to me, by the way, how it is. This has been my drum roll from the very beginning. Why it is that something that has, I don't mean to diminish it, but the significance of this in terms of other problems like SARS that came about, came and went. Many more people died of that than are dying of this. And the economy wasn't disrupted the way this particular circumstance has presented itself.
Wait, more people died here of SARS? Because I don't think that's accurate.
I think that there are more people around the world. I'm not just talking about, we get so introspective. I'm talking about the global situation that has presented itself with COVID, because it is a global problem, and SARS and any other thing that's, I'm very much opposed to the way that we have handled this economically, closing everything down to the detriment of a lot of people who have worked their lives, and it was out of their control. Work their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed. And so who is controlling? You know, that's the question again. Who controls the message? Who controls the fix? Who's in charge here? Are you in charge of your own life? Not anymore. You aren't in charge of your life. You have to do what the herd mentality. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I think wearing a mask and having the distancing is the way to fix this problem. But can you do that and still sort of run things in a fairly normal way? I'd like to think that was the case, and I think that the experience of the past bears that out. But there are a lot of selfish people also, and that's what we'd have thrown in our face. Well, look at all these people who don't do that. They're spoiling everybody else.
Yeah, and those people keep shutting down again.
Yeah, well, but how do you fix that? How do you not destroy? These people think that it's all about them. You talk about Trump being a narcissist. I think the world, certainly of America, is loaded with narcissists. It's all about me, me, me. We have the me generation, even. The generation that's behind me, your generation, has been referred to as the me generation.
Yeah.
What does that forestall? The generation after you, the Gen Xers, is that what they are?
That Gen X is ahead of me. Before the label of millennial came along, I was just a Gen Yer. So,
okay.
I don't know. Now everybody's all encompassed into millennial. It sort of stretches from, I don't know, 18 up to 39 or something. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, the Gen Z, which are the younger kids now, you know, that's, who knows what that generation will
be. The horse is out of the barn. The social media impact, the devices that people are so, it's like we're becoming zombies. We pay attention to nothing but that device that's in our hand. Take it with you everywhere if you don't have one. I went to an appointment with a doctor yesterday, and I didn't have my iPhone with me, and he wouldn't let me in because I couldn't dial him or send him a text on my iPhone that I was there. So I choose not to bring my iPhone, so now I'm going to be penalized because I don't have it with me?
Well, you have to call ahead before the... No. Yeah, that's kind of how a lot of doctor's offices are working right now.
You know what? That's not the way my life works. I don't carry the iPhone with me every place I go. I don't have it as an appendage. That's not the point. The point is that we've become so dependent on those screens and the phones that we can't do anything on our own. And remember earlier, would you, this week?
Well, you're the exception on that one.
I don't think,
everybody else has a phone on them.
That doesn't mean it's right at all. It doesn't mean, because I'm the exception, it doesn't mean I'm right. Anyway, I was thinking about something.
You're like the guy who insists on, I'm just going to keep riding my bicycle. I'm not going to give in to this newfangled automobile thing. I mean, it's the bicycle works, sure, but, you know, everyone else is in a car.
I have a car with 500 horsepower engine in it, so I've left the bike behind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. The inauguration and its impact, that's the next thing in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you, Jay Kirshner, is monitoring our social. And if you care to express yourself on any of these things, help yourself at DJV Show. Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse. EbondsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbondsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
Call 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613. Again, 800-213-3613. That's 800-213-3613.
All right, so let's get at it here, Victoria. The situation with the Joe Biden inauguration, very interesting that the news media has been told not to display, or anybody coming from any form of media, not to display their badges during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Not to, and that is because of their own safety? Is that, what's the
reason?
Their
own safety, because a lot of news media members were targeted during the Capitol riots, and they were attacked. So, and a lot of people beaten, like, some of the images are horrific. I mean, just beaten badly, and just because they had a news lanyard. So, yeah, I think that's probably a wise thing.
All right, one of the things that's ancillary to this is how Airbnb has canceled all of their Metro Washington reservations. The impact of the impeachment and what happened with the Capitol attack last time. I thought that was a fairly interesting and insightful thing to do, and maybe a lot of people, I'm guessing a lot of people around the country haven't heard that story.
Perhaps. I think it's the smart thing to do liability-wise. I mean, you know, can you imagine if somebody who travels to an Airbnb, you get to check in without even meeting the host. It's a, you know, usually it's that contactless check-in, and which I love because, you know, I don't like the people. So a good part of it. But can you imagine someone, let's say, just checks into an Airbnb, has tons of weapons, something bad happens, and then Airbnb would be liable for that. So I think it's a smart business move to just cancel everything.
All right. The other thing that has to do with the inauguration, and there's a connection between the inauguration and the Capitol attack after the certification of Biden becoming president, the FBI terrorist watch list, and who is watching that, the fact that so many of these people were in Washington for the events on January 6th, and the FBI was asleep at the switch completely.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
I know, and we found out last week, and we talked about this in the DJV show, that there was an FBI warning. A report went out the day before, and for whatever reason, it was just largely ignored. I think it originated out of Northern Virginia, and I don't know why, but it was just ignored. So I just hope that everything is safe and everyone is safe and for the inauguration and that nothing happens. I've seen so much stuff on coming from dark web, and now that, you know, everyone got pushed off of Twitter, it scares me that people are getting pushed further and further underground, and we're not going to be aware of it.
Again, management issues with people. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
silly. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour now, in a matter of moments, nanoseconds, the talent of one Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com with a proven way to make your car last 300,000 miles. That's coming up right after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com to have us understand what happens to your car. Have you ever driven a car that had 300,000 miles on?
No, it sounds
really?
Like it would be a garden shed on wheels. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about cars. I have trucks that have that many miles on them with diesel engines in them. They seem to be okay. After all, wouldn't you think, well, it's not in the automaker's best interest to have a car that lasts, really, is it? It would be maybe.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you're buying parts, it's not bad.
Yeah, and look at how much that... Didn't somebody do a study once? That's an interesting thought. There was a study done, I remember, a couple of years ago of a particular kind of car, and I don't remember what kind it was. It was a domestic car that was taken apart, and if you had to rebuild, it was a car that cost like $30,000. And if you had to replace every part in it at what the dealers charge you to replace a spark plug or a fender or a window, whatever it is, it was like five times the cost of the car at retail when it was new.
Take that, America.
Right, exactly. So maybe we don't want to make our car last. There are some people that drive some of these old cars around that have 400,000 miles on. It's an exception, certainly. But a lot of Toyotas, actually, the engines and transmission last forever. The cars rust out, and you know, that's the end of that. But
The early Toyotas that came across on the, you know, when they used to bring the cars over from Japan, they used to put them on the top of the boat, just chain them on. And then all that salt water, and they didn't think about that first of all. I remember that happening. They used to rust in a couple of years, but they worked that one out pretty quickly.
Yes, they did. Put them in a box. Speaking of boxes, Tesla has a new weird boombox feature. Did you see that? You can use a new boombox mode, which can broadcast custom audio outside the car.
They've tried this before. They took, you remember, the Scion had tried this with their, they had the Scion XB. They put a DJ booth in the back of it. They tried that for a while. It didn't seem to take off. It's interesting, but you know, one thing I really hate, Doug, and maybe you hate it too, when I'm in the city and somebody pulls up. And
oh my God, those the windows open. That's so selfish. Oh, man. That is horrible. Somebody asked me for your advice on when to change the oil. Do you ever change brake fluid, power steering fluid, radiator coolant? What do you do when it comes to the fluids in your car, the average car?
There's a thing that most people don't know exists. It's called your manual. It sits in your glove box. Put it out once in a while. Take a look. It'll tell you exactly when to change it. Synthetic oils are around, they're around 10,000 miles, but everything else is around 3 and 5. Sure, you know, I put synthetic oils in everything now because it saves you changing it for 10,000 miles a lot of times.
Yeah, very expensive.
It's much more convenient than having to go in.
It's handy if you change your own oil, yeah. Do you ever add gas additive to your Phillips?
No, you know, one of the things about gas additives is I've heard a lot of really great stories, but here's the thing, and you're going to hate this about me. I get a lot of cars delivered that spend, you know, maybe at most 3 months to my house, usually just a week. And so I don't even put gas in the tank because I'm a little brat.
Thank you.
So,
congratulations.
There you go.
Joe Biden can only drive his own car another 5 days, so the president just can't drive. Apparently.
Yeah, that's it. There's an administrative rule out there that says once you become president of the United States, for public safety, you can no longer drive on American roads. And George Bush gave a great interview about this. He misses driving on American roads, but it's a safety thing. And maybe, you know, they don't want people running into you because they don't like you. So it's probably a good idea. I don't know what you think.
After the inauguration, I want to talk about what happens to old presidential limos. That'd be a good thing to look into. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com with Doug Steff.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.